Good morning. You are listening to the KMRS Community Connection. I'm your one-time and sometime news director, Marshall Hoffman, with you. And my guest today is a local author who's got a new book out, Patsy Shannon. How are you, Patsy?
I am great. Thanks for having me. This is great.
Yep. Your new book, Running with the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into that, but tell us a little bit about your background. You grew up in Washington State?
I grew up in Washington State, Seattle area, actually a little town south of Seattle, and that's where I started my running. I was there in the rain, and moved out here in about 1986, and got into a lot of different things other than running, but maybe we'll talk about that later.
But as far as running goes, so were you a runner all your life, or did you kind of get into it in high school? Or?
No. Actually, probably started running in my front yard. My dad always liked to put little contests together. We had seven kids in our family, so it was a big deal if you were the fastest runner. I wasn't, but I wanted to keep up with the older kids, and so I started running probably 3-4 years old in the front yard. Went to junior high, ran there. Went to high school, ran there. Went to college, ran there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then after college, you ran, did you do marathons?
I was a sprinter. I had no VO2 max. I ran the 100, 200, and 400. Ended up going to the University of Washington and running there. And that was really the beginning of, I would say, the running boom for women. And that was pretty exciting for me. I was from a really small town, kind of hokey pokey. It really opened up my eyes to the world. I got to travel a lot. It was a really great thing for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. And what else did that lead you to then, the running?
Well, after college, there's not too many opportunities to sprint or race people on the street. So I did most everybody does is like running 5Ks, running 10Ks. I would enter all the races I could, train a lot. And when I moved to Minnesota, it became a little harder to run outside. And so I took up dog sledding. So that was another thing I did.
Dog sledding, yeah.
For 15 years. Yeah.
All right. And where did you do that? What part of the state?
Let's see. I did that up in Pelican Rapids. Had a big farm up there. We'd go right out the door with my 10 dogs and maybe cover 15, 20 miles in training for the races like the John Bear Grease and some mm-hmm. places in Wisconsin and Michigan. And I did that along with running. Running really helps when you're dog sledding. If you want to pedal, it helps your dogs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Those are beautiful dogs, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And then you got out of that at some point.
I got out of that when I moved to Morris. And I kept up the running. I have run 2 marathons, but I wouldn't say they're super fun for me. I'm very ADHD. So running 26 miles is extremely boring, but I just wanted to get it off my bucket list. So I ran 2 marathons and I said, okay, that's good enough. I'm done with marathons. Mm-hmm. So now I run on the Palme de Terre Trail. I run different places if we go on vacation. I still like to go out and run 2-3 miles mm-hmm. at a time. Yep.
All right. And then what inspired you to take up pen to paper? To start writing a book about.
Yeah, actually, I've written since I was a kid. I used to write poems for my mom and stick them in her shoes. She'd always say, oh, Patsy, this is so good. And I'd say, well, do you understand it? She'd say, not really, but it's really good. And she was such an encourager. She couldn't pretend that she did understand my really highbrow poetry when I was like 10. I've written ever since. I wrote for the school paper. I've been writing poems probably and stories since I've probably been about 8 or 9.